Martin Zender here. It is another show, and therefore another miracle. Happy to be with you here on this Tuesday. Now, I don't want you to think that when I left Canton, Ohio, it was an easy leave. There was a very tearful departure from there, hugging my sister Kelly, who continues to labor on behalf of this truth, getting this show to you and the newsletter, and I miss her very much. I want to say that publicly. She's my favorite sister. Yes, that's right. She's my only sister, and I do miss her. A friend of mine in Springfield, Missouri, had a thought, and he called me here, and this was his thought. It has to do with the casting of Satan out of heaven. My friend is Rick Tyson. Now, before I get to that, because I know you're very curious about, you know what? Never mind. I was going to give you a bit of minutia, a little detail from my day, but I think I do too much of that sometimes. You just want to get to the truth, right? You don't? Okay. All right. I just say this real quick. I had this little note. I had a thrill the other day, a thrill. I'm telling you, we had a Korean girl staying here for a few days. Nana was her name. And one evening she invited to cook for me some noodles. She was making a noodle dish, I should say. And she said, "Would you like to share my noodle dish?" I said, "Yes, I would." So she served it up and she had chopsticks. And I've not eaten with chopsticks in a long time. I was all excited. I said, "Do you have another pair of chopsticks?" She said, "Oh, yes, I do." So I don't know what to do. So she goes and gets them. And she comes in and I'm using the chopstick on the noodle dish. Very difficult, I'll have you know, to eat noodles with chopsticks. She looks at me and she says, "Oh, your chopstick use very good. You very good with chopsticks." So that swelled my heart with pride. I was so happy that I very good with chopsticks. You just remember this, people. I was told by an Asian that I am very good with chopsticks, because when I first learned how to use them, I had to go on YouTube.com to not humiliate myself. So Rick Tyson in Springfield, Missouri said this about this passage. "And a battle occurred in heaven." Chapter 12 of the unveiling, verse 7. "Michael and his messengers battle with the dragon. The dragon battles and its messengers, and they are not strong enough. Neither was their place found, and the great dragon was cast down, who is the ancient serpent called Slanderer and Satan." Now, you have heard me say that the reason that the adversary and his evil minions are cast out of heaven is because the body of Christ takes its place. And that still could be, because our realm is inherent in the heavens. Satan no likey that, because he is now given great authority by God in the heavens to affect his will on earth, which is ultimately God's will. Rick's thought was, we are going to judge messengers. And that's true. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. "Are you not aware that the saints shall judge the world?" I'm not getting to the messengers yet. Listen to this. The saints, that's us, we're going to judge the world. That doesn't mean the planet, the globe. We're going to judge the system. That's the cosmos. Everything that is about this cosmos, we're going to judge it. And this is going to be quite delicious, because now it judges us. And we're under the thumb of government, of rule, of rules and regulations. And so we suffer under this. Someday the roles are going to be reversed. I think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was judged by Pontius Pilate. Are you kidding me? And yet he is the judge of Pontius Pilate. So we will judge the world. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, we are going through the suffering we are going through, because we are being trained to be judges. And as you see, not only the world, but the world speaks for not only the system, but its inhabitants. It could be said to be a figure of association for the world's inhabitants. The system and its inhabitants. Cosmos means system. That means system. That's true. But I believe it can also legitimately be said to refer to, as a figure of association, the world's inhabitants. The saints shall judge the world. Isn't that going to be a switch? So everything you're going through is making you, merciful. It's making you more loving. It's softening you. It's humbling you. It's making you, I know, some of you just want to give up. That's the negative side of this humbling. And somebody wrote me a couple days ago and said, Martin, I'm thinking about killing myself. Will God be disappointed if I do it? I said, well, you're not going to screw up your relationship with God by killing yourself. But there are a lot of people who love you. I love you. And the body of Christ suffers together. You're not alone. And I say hang in there, because these trials, I say hang in there to the person who wrote me and to you and to myself. These trials are fitting us to rule and to judge. Oh, Martin, I don't want to judge anybody. Well, see, judgment has such a negative connotation here. But let me finish with Paul. And I haven't forgotten my friend Rick and his thoughts here about why Satan is being cast out with his evil minions, otherwise known as his messengers. Are you not aware that the saints shall judge the world? This is 1 Corinthians 6:2. And if the world is being judged by you, are you unworthy of the least tribunals? In other words, we have issues here with each other, and we're afraid to hurt each other's feelings. A good friend of mine was conducting a scripture study, and there was an unruly person, an adult. Yes, we have had unruly children, and that's a little bit understandable, still egregious, still try to stop it, but this was an unruly adult. And this man, who is an elder in charge of the Bible study, he stopped it. And he said, this is not going to go on. You either behave yourself or you're not invited here anymore. That was a judgment. Loved it. The saints are to be able to do this. Are you not aware that we shall be judging messengers, not to mention life's affairs? There is the key verse that launched me on this mini diatribe, I guess, is that we shall be judging messengers. Now, back to the 12th chapter of the unveiling. Battle occurred. Michael and his messengers battle the dragon, and the dragon battles and its messengers. The dragon, Satan, has its messengers. Will we not judge Satan's messengers and even God's messengers? Look what my lighting does when I put my hand on it. That's pretty cool. Now, it's kind of disturbing, actually. Distracting, maybe. Sorry about that. We shall judge not only good messengers, but evil messengers. And because we have been trained for it, our judgment will be right. We won't strike out vindictively at these evil messengers. Evil messenger, you're done. Evil messenger, you're done. Good messenger, pass, friend. Evil messenger, you're done. No, it won't be this type of thing that we saw from the Lord's disciples. Lord, shall we call down fire upon our enemies at this time? Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you're of. So, and they were not yet tried. They were not yet afflicted. Jesus said they were, and they were. And I contend to you that the trials and the afflictions that the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, the trials they suffered, cured them of the, let's bring down fire on their sorry asses mentality. So we need to avoid this. Well, if it's what you have to do now, you have to do it. But I'm telling you, our edges are being rounded and we're being fitted for the role of judge. Even now, those of us who are calm, cool, collected, logical, in control of our emotions, we are able to judge affairs among the ecclesia. Paul is shaming the ecclesia here in Corinth for taking their cases before worldly courts. Judge among yourselves. Is there not one righteous man? Isn't there one man among you who is calm, in control, has the fruits of the Spirit? All right, God's shaping us for this. So here we are. Is it possible that these, I'll tell you why I like Rick's theory here. And he admits it's just a theory, just a thought, because we don't know some of these things for certain, do we? The things we do know for certain, we know for certain. The things we don't know for certain, yeah, you can finish that sentence. Perhaps these demons are being cast out because we have judged them already. We have judged them, and then Michael wrestles with them. They don't want to go. Like, Michael's the bouncer. Are you following me? Michael and his messengers battle with the dragon. The dragon battles. It's easy to assume here, and I have for years, that this casting out is because of the battle. But we're looking at Satan and his messengers. We judge messengers. I like this because the way I was telling you, which still may be right, if the body of Christ is snatched, when the body of Christ is snatched away, if that is the catalyst that casts Satan and his messengers out, that means that we will not be snatched away until the middle of the last 7 years. That is the beginning of the last 3.5 years. Me no like that. Me want to go away at beginning of 7 years. Me want to go away now. So Rick's thought here allows the snatching away to happen way before, anytime before the messengers are cast out. And the reason they're cast out is because we have judged them. Perhaps one of our first acts as celestial dignitaries is to judge the messengers, and then they're cast to earth, but they don't go easily, so they rest. So Michael, the celestial bouncer. I like that. Michael, the celestial bouncer. And I like to look at myself while I say it. Michael, the celestial bouncer, in effect, carries out our divine judgment. You can't be here anymore, adversary and his messengers. I think that's intriguing. And so I offer that to you today. How about that? We go from chopsticks to judging celestial beings and casting them to earth. Yeah, you do a pretty good job. Oh, you do pretty good job. I can't imitate anything. I try. I'm looking at my time. I want to get into these diadems, the diadems of the wild beast and the Greek word there. So let's just save that for tomorrow. So look, keep writing me, folks. I'm trying to get caught up on my mail. For those of you who send that monthly support to me, I need it. Thank you for continuing that. I'm sorry I'm behind on my correspondence. I gotta get a system down. Those who send that automatic payment thing, I know that's handy for you to do that. And every time I see that come in, I look at your name and I thank God for you. Don't think that any of you are escaping my appreciation, even though I am slow on the emails. God help me, I'm going to get a system. It's important for me to keep up, to communicate with you, to let you know that I don't forget about you. And I know that I'm here because of you, relatively. I know I'm here because of God, but relatively speaking, I'm here because of your love, your friendship, and your support. This has been Martin Zender, and by the grace of God, I will be back here with you tomorrow.